Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We should warn you that this is unscripted and unplanned, and sometimes there are swears. Enjoy.
You've joined us down the rabbit hole live in Manchester!
We went on the streets of Manchester. We knew that this place was up for it tonight, and you guys are up for it tonight. I mean, give yourselves a round of applause. You deserve it. You guys are up for it tonight. So much better than the audiences in London. The audiences in London just sit there going, "Yeah, go on. What you got? You guys are up for it." And so we decided to go around Manchester and see how excited people were that we were coming here today.
Well, I told him that people up north are generally nice.
Beautiful. So this is what happened.
All right, Kath, tell everybody where we are.
We're in Dale Street, Manchester, just yards from the venue. We've got a bit of time to kill, so we thought we would make use of it.
The famous Dale Street, of course, yeah. Famous for
manga.anime. Oh no, comics.games.dvds.manga.anime.
Okay,
apparently it's Travelling Man, but they've got them.
And that's what we like. What we're going to do is it's our first gig in Manchester. I want us to see just how popular we are in Manchester, just to see if word has travelled.
Yeah, definitely. I'm feeling confident.
Okay, let's here we go. Let's ask this young man. Excuse me, sir. What do you think about the rabbit hole?
The rabbit hole? I have no idea. Please explain.
Please explain. The rabbit hole.
I have no idea.
Okay, no, thank you very much indeed.
Please explain.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, it is a bit. Maybe second time lucky.
Here come some people. You ask them. Maybe they need a woman's touch.
Excuse me, can you ask a quick question? What do you think about the rabbit hole?
The rabbit hole? What rabbit hole?
Okay, no worries. Thank you very much. Cheers. I'm going to be honest. This is disappointing. This is disappointing. There we go. Here's some gentlemen. Look,
it's these guys.
Let's ask these gentlemen.
There we go.
See what they think. Hey guys, sorry to interrupt. What do you think about the rabbit hole?
No idea.
The rabbit hole?
Yeah.
No?
No idea.
Okay. Ladies, the rabbit hole?
Oh, dear.
Here we go. Excuse me, madam. Can I ask you a question?
Come on.
What do you think about the rabbit hole?
Now, listen, this kid's name.
What do you think about the rabbit hole?
What do you think about the rabbit hole, De Niro?
De Niro.
There's a kid called De Niro.
Probably right.
He's about that tall.
Okay, let's ask one more. I'm going to find one. Oh, this gentleman.
Go.
Excuse me, sir. What do you think about the rabbit hole?
The rabbit hole. What rabbit hole?
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I've got to be honest, Kath.
He knew. He loves it.
We played him. His card's very close to his chest in that case. Oh, God, just remember, we've left the car and we've not got a parking thing. Quick, we better get back. Right, go.
The kid was called De Niro. He was that tall. But even De Niro isn't called De Niro. He's called Robert. And the kid was called De Niro.
Yeah.
That is messed up. That's abuse, isn't it? That's abuse, isn't it, caller?
Hello.
Yeah, the kid was called De Niro.
Pacino?
No, well, he might as well have been.
That was his sister.
Yeah. Then there was DeVito.
Mm-hmm. And then there was DiCaprio.
Yeah. Who's the little fella in My Cousin Vinny? Pesci?
Bieber.
Bieber and Pesci.
Where did Bieber come from?
Canada. Now.
Hello?
Yes, caller.
It's Gatford. And I've got a question for the audience. Is any of them, are any of them free next Thursday to help me move a wardrobe?
Does anybody want to help a lazy, nine-toed, sexual deviant move a wardrobe?
At least one of those statements.
Yeah, they're all saying no, mate. The line's breaking up.
Gatford, what a chancer.
Well, it's unbelievable. Just because he claims to have been a witness to the terror events on Westminster Bridge, he thinks we've got to give him special treatment all of a sudden.
And he sent us a picture of his foot minus the toe.
Oh, God. He sent a picture of... I tell you what, I've got it on my computer. I did ask him to.
You asked him to show your child.
I did, but it was absolutely... Let me find... let me unplug that.
I've unplugged a photo file you go into.
No, steady. I've unplugged a hard drive without ejecting it properly. That is... that's bad news, guys. That's bad. Boo hiss. Let me... You talk to the ladies and gentlemen while I try and find the picture of Gatford's...
Well, it's just that, you know, you were intrigued by the loss of toe. Which toe was it? Was it a big one?
Yeah, it was a big one.
A big toe as well. If you're going to lose one, that's quite an important one, you would think. But
Gatford was involved in losing a toe in a terrorist attack.
No, not in a terrorist attack. There were two separate incidents.
Hang on. Was this it? Hang on. Is it...
Two separate incidents.
I was wrong. Ian Lee was right.
Thank you very much, indeed. Where is his toe? Hang on. Honestly, it's going to be worth it. Here we go. Right. Right. Now, who wants... I'm going to... This is so gross. I'm just going to close Skype for a second, guys. Who wants to come up and see a picture of Gatford's... Hang on a minute. I've got to try and make it bigger.
Oh, God.
Fucking hell. Right. What we're going to do is we're going to unplug for a second. I'm going to walk out into the audience. Who wants to see this? All right.
Do you want to take this mic? Ian, do you want this mic?
I'll take the microphone. Hang on a minute. Right.
You ready for this?
You can't unsee it.
So this is fucked up. This is Gatford's missing toe.
Fucking hell!
Right, there we go. That's who else wants to see it? Look at you, sick! Look at you, deviants! Young lady in the front row, come round here. Come round here. Come round here and see it, because I don't want any. You ready? Here we go.
I'm ready. Oh.
There we go. Young lady, you going to come and have a look?
No.
You don't want to see it? Young lady, come up to the front. Come up to the front. Have you got a signed letter from your parents? This is... Honestly, are you sure you want to see this?
Hello,
geeky girl.
I'm a trained clinical scientist now, so I've seen all kinds of bits and bobs.
You ain't seen this. It's disgusting.
Oh, what's he done there?
Here we go. Anybody? You want to see it? Come up here, sir. You ready?
Ready? That's strangely erotic.
Oh. Well, one more person? Anybody? Yeah, this couple, this gentleman here, you don't want to see it, young lady, partner? What's your name, sir?
Christian.
Hello, Christian. Do you get off on this kind of sick shit?
I'll have a look first and let you know. Because it's made me hungry.
Oh, fuck!
It is very meaty.
That is. It really is.
Easy.
It really is one of the most disgusting things.
He's been picking that.
Oh, I mean... It's just...
My dad would say, put some Savlon on it and leave it alone.
I can't close it down now. There we go. It is absolutely disgusting. Dirty. But some people, there is a fetish, genuine fetish. Where's my leads? A genuine fetish for people that get turned on by people that have had limbs removed. Mm. It's a genuine thing.
The big toe thing is pretty niche, though, isn't it?
Listen, if you can think of it,
then it turns someone on. Now I just need to. I've lost my lead. There we go. Oh no, that's not it. Hang on. Here it is. This is what we need. Is this it? This is what we need. We're back in. All right. I nearly gave out the other number. 0203 286 6370. We missed a call from... we can't call them back. We missed a call from this person. Let's give this person a call and...
see what's what.
See what's what, guys. Hello? No, hang on a minute. Let's skip that. This one, these two people are calling in. Hello, you're down the rabbit hole.
Hello again, Ian. It's Harry again.
Hello, Harry.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
I've been meaning to ask you, did you get a chance to go to Timperley, Ian?
No, we have not been to Timperley because I'm recovering from a very severe virus.
And I don't know if you know it. He barely mentions it.
I've been asleep the whole time I've been up here.
Well, fair enough. You should go to Timperley, though, because it's an absolute shithole.
Well, how
no,
far...
It's fantastic what Frank Sidebottom did. He made a tourist attraction of an absolute nowhere's.
Oh, I know, exactly. That Timperley Aquatics.
Have they got a Greggs, though?
No, not even that. I think they've got a Costa Coffee.
Maybe with
no glory holes in the toilet doors.
How far away are we from Timperley?
I've no idea.
How far away are we from Timperley?
8 miles.
Huh?
About 8 miles.
Oh, we have to go.
Well...
There's a tram station there, but it's about half a mile away from anything of any importance.
Okay, I'm not going to get a tram. What is this, the 1700s? And then we're going to summon up our lunch by hunting deer in the royal parks, and then have a wizard cast a spell. Fucking tram, fuck off. Tram, no, thank you. No, there'll be no
no tramming this weekend.
No, what is this thing about trams? There's a lot of trams up
here. They're supposed to be clean, aren't they?
How do you get on them? That's the question I was asking. And so as the question was forming, I thought, that's a really stupid question.
It is a stupid question. I've got a better one.
Yeah, go on.
How did Alan Bradley get run over by one? Right? They go proper slowly. He would have had to...
Return!
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, we've got some answer phone messages, actually. Let's see. Here we go.
Hello, this is renowned actor Daniel Dyer here. I'm just taking some time off my wine-tasting holiday in the Pyrenees to phone you up on the radio and say, what's up, geezer? Ha-ha! Thanks for your time, and I love this lovely podcast that I listen to on my radio telephone device. That's all. Oi, oi, Savaloi, what?
Now, I think Danny Dyer gets a bad rap. I've met Danny Dyer, and I think he's a nice lad. I think he's a good actor as well.
He knows what his market is, and he's gone with it.
Were you saying no? What's wrong with Dyer? I think he's a
nobber.
No, I think Danny Dyer's a solid actor. Now, my favourite bit of Danny Dyer
is he did a film called Outlaw. And
what was that about?
Well, there is a director's commentary with him and Nick Love, who I think directed the film. Has anyone ever... first of all, has anyone seen the film Outlaw? No. I'm guessing none of you have heard the director's commentary.
Why would they?
It is... May I play 90 seconds of director's commentary? It is absolutely wonderful. Here we go.
All right, so listen, the bottom line is this film got a fucking hostile reception when it came out. A lot of people, a lot of press didn't like it now. They thought it was fucking too violent. They thought it was glorifying violence. You know the maddest thing is they thought it was about a fucking country that doesn't exist. Fucking fuck those you cunts.
Fucking cunt. Fucking fucking bollocks off me and you. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it was. I'll fucking pipe up. It was loaded. You fucking slags.
Fucking out of bollocks. Takes about 3 hours to get going.
Yeah. And that, you know what I mean? A cunt on about 12 points.
Fucking, I get this.
It's unsettling, isn't it?
Fucking, I don't know. You go after you've had your popcorn, use your popcorn bag as a sick bag or something, get your fucking eyes tested, mate. Yeah, tell you something. I'll fucking tell you something, mate. I'll fast-forward it to all the violence.
But yeah. You know, we're in the wrong game, aren't we?
I'll fast-forward it to all the violence.
Fucking hell.
You think, fucking hell, what's that all about?
If you're just fucking doing proper, you know, fucking, you know, lying up.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'll fast-forward it to all the violence.
Fucking.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, I've got cunted.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it just takes time.
No.
Fucking. And I'll tell you something else I know. In years to come, when they're doing retrospectives on your life, they'll be saying...
Poking their head around the fucking window and having a pipe at them. Fucking cunts.
But the thing is, it's intricate, isn't it? It's fucking intricate. And it takes, you know, you really have to fast forward it to all the violence.
Which is why the DVD, you know, that you've just bought...
Fast forward it to all the violence.
Yeah, you're going to have to... You will watch it again and again, I think.
What a lot of fucking shit that was.
And,
Now, that's what happens if you have too many fruit shoots.
That's been edited a bit. The whole commentary, it's a film that got really badly slated.
Did they call people who didn't like it slags?
Yeah. They didn't like Loaded because Loaded gave it a bad review. Honestly, the whole commentary is just delicious. It's the bitterest, angriest, very hyped up. very hyped up commentary. I love it.
What does getting cunted mean?
I'll show you afterwards. Come on, Cleo, you've never been cunted. Bleep this bit out. This is disgusting. I don't want to.
Horrible.
We got a call. Let's see. Go on.
Who is this popping down the rabbit hole again?
Again, good morning. It's Julian.
Hey, Julian, what's shaking in Australia?
Did I just hear some weirdo say he saw a kangaroo in Manchester?
Yes, it happens.
Okay. What sort of drugs was he smoking?
Spice.
Tonight's show is sponsored by Spice.
It'll come to Australia in about 40 years.
I actually just thought I'd give the show a quick call just to up the quality a little bit.
Well, we'll see about that. Go on.
You never call with anything, though. You just phone in and go, Australia's fucking great in English shit, mate. Give us some content, Julian.
Tell us a kangaroo story, Julian.
There's probably nothing I can say that people won't want to throw rocks at me about. Kangaroos aren't one of my favourite sort of creatures over here. They eat a lot of our crops, so we eradicate them.
Do you like them better than a wombat?
Are you talking in a sexual fashion or what?
Thanks for calling, Julian.
Oh, it's always fun, isn't it?
It's always fun cutting him off. there we go. We had a call here. Let's see who we've got. 0203-286-6370 if you're watching on Periscope. Hey, Rabbit Hole Show, if you want to Skype in, you're more than welcome to. We'll play a few more answer phone messages in a bit.
Hello,
you're down the rabbit hole.
Oh, good evening. Are you still doing it then?
Yes, people expected it to die out months ago. But
I thought you'd have wrapped up by now.
No, we've got...
What time is it?
It's only 25 to 10.
Yeah, but you started it. Didn't you start about 7:30?
Yeah, we're the gift that keeps on giving. We're going to keep going until we get something good. So we could be here all night, guys. What's your name, caller?
Say again. What? My what? Sorry.
Your name.
Ah, oh, Ray. It's Ray.
Hello, Ray.
I've got a complaint.
Perfect. You've come to the right place.
But it's not about you guys. It's about a certain TV and film franchise.
Yes.
Called Mission Impossible.
Right.
They've been ripping off people for about 50 years. It should be called Mission Very Difficult But Doable.
You're right. That's right.
Because when he says, when they take the mission, if it's impossible, they might as well end it there.
You make a very good point, Ray. A very good point.
You should send that to Tom Cruise.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you should sue litigious heterosexual Tom Cruise. Thanks for calling, Ray.
He's right, though. He's right, isn't he?
Bleep that bit out, I just said.
Which bit?
The litigious heterosexual. I don't know. I mean, he's like properly... he's, if that goes out, even in a podcast, he'll be like... Somebody needs to be sued.
He'll drop down from the ceiling with a writ.
I don't want to get sued by that
okay,
guy.
OK, I'll make sure to take that out.
Ever been sued?
No.
I've been threatened with it.
Have you? What for?
Libeling people.
Who did you libel?
Two callers on radio shows.
What did you call them?
Called one...
A pervert?
No, I called one a massive racist, and I called another one a drug addict. Mm-hmm. And they threatened to sue the radio stations I worked for at the time. The drug addict was LBC. The massive racist was Absolute. And here's the thing, guys. If you want to make a quick buck, right... Threaten to sue a commercial radio station for libel because they will never go to court. They will never go to court because they're afraid of losing it. And they're afraid of... So they will always pay you off. And so this guy, and I said he was a heroin addict because I think he was.
What made you think that?
Well, because he phoned up one day and implied that he was taking... Class A drugs in front of his kids.
Oh, God.
It was a very mucky, murky thing. He implied he was taking class. It was a really sad call. And then he called up again a bit later on and had a real go at me. And I said, mate, I don't have to listen to you. You're a heroin addict that takes drugs in front of his kids. You're nodding as though you remember it. Do you remember this dark period? Was it you? Was it you? He threatened to sue. And... my boss said, right, well, we're going to pay. I was going, whoa, what the hell? And we paid, and the LBC paid.
Wonder what you spent it on.
Well, paid a lot of money, and I had to contribute $2,000 towards that payment. And then at Absolute, this guy phoned him up, and I thought he was someone who'd been really racist, who'd phoned him before, and I said, you're a massive racist. And he threatened to sue. And my boss called me in, and he said, right, this is going to cost us about $10,000. I want you to make a contribution to it, but I'm not going to tell you how much to pay. I want you to decide.
Oh, fuck's classic.
Sake. All right.
Do what you think is
this
right.
This is the boss. When he took over at Absolute Virgin, and his first meeting with him was, he said, right, Ian, explain your show to me because I just don't get it.
Always a good sign.
And we just bought a house and we were just about to have our first kid, or we just had our first kid. So money was a bit tight. And I think about it for a couple of days, and I phoned him up and I said, right, I've done the maths, and I can afford to give you a week's wages towards this. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's fairly decent. Yeah, it was all right money. So a week's wages. And there was silence on the line. He went, yeah, I'm really disappointed by that, but we'll accept it just to get over this. I thought, you've miserable fucking git. A week's wages.
You should have said, I'll give you my firstborn.
Well, in retrospect, maybe I should have done. yes, caller, you're down the rabbit hole.
Oh, you took your time. How are you?
Okay, so... don't fucking cheek me. He just cheeked me.
He did a bit, yeah.
He cheeked me. I'm angry. That's how I am, caller. That's why I've cut you off. So that was when I nearly got sued. Fun times.
Well, you might as well have got sued, actually. You paid for it.
Ian, what about when you
Sorry?
When you were three counties.
Yes.
Oh, that.
Oh, that world, yeah, that. No, that. Well, no, that. I mean, that. That was just me. That was me just standing up for my gay brothers and sisters, guys. And
and disappointingly, you've got no cock out of it, have you?
I've had no. No.
Ungrateful.
And I've been in the company of gay gentlemen, and not one of them has said, I owe you. My people owe you. Anytime you want it, we got it for you. No one. Not one has said that.
Terrible. Waste of people, eh?
Waste of time.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, caller.
Ha ha!
Fucking hell. Every time. Every single time. I think we should all just have a moment's silence to absorb what's happened here this evening. That was the rabbit hole.
And don't forget, we record these in front of a live audience. If you want to be part of it, you need to go to
www.ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. Ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee.
And we'll see you down the rabbit hole.
It's an Alex Daggy production.
Me like you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.